Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kim. I'm really excited about the series of calls that you are going to be supporting us in, and this is our very first. My name is Christy Arndt. I've been on the Board of Governors of the International Association of Coaching since 2009. I'm currently serving as the head of what we call the Professional Development Portfolio, which these kind of calls fall under that category, and I'm also on the Executive Committee. And we're very excited. Most of you on this call, some of you I know are already members of the IAC, and all of you are subscribers to The Voice, and you may know from our last Voice newsletter that it's the 10th anniversary of the IAC, which is very hard to believe. I've been with IAC since almost the very beginning, and we have a lot of new initiatives that we're announcing in the coming months. And so, without further ado, the purpose of these calls is really to make you all aware of the many member benefit providers and the services that they provide, but not only the benefit that you receive as a member of the IAC, but also to really learn from the expertise of our member providers. And we're very fortunate because Kim Addis is one of our member providers. She's not only hosting these interviews, but she herself has a service that's available to you called Journal Engine. And I'm going to let Kim, at whatever point, Kim, that you want to describe a little more about what Journal Engine is. I know you're demonstrating with these calls. We'll be very excited to hear about that. And Greer, I haven't had the opportunity to say hello to you yet.
Hi.
But, hi. Very excited. Thank you for helping to launch this off. But
it's a total pleasure. I'm excited to kind of be a partner with you guys and help kind of with some education as far as internet marketing and effective online presences. And, I'm psyched to be here.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you so much. So Greer, Greer's company is Coaching Websites, and I know she offers a great discount to any of us that want to get started with our websites through her service. So I'm here at the end or during the call. If there are any questions about the IAC, I'm available for those, or I can follow up with you later. So, Kim, I'm going to let you take it from here.
All right. Well, welcome everyone to the call. My name is Kim Addis. I am the president and founder of Frame of Mind Coaching and Journal Engine Software, but we are not here for that. Happy to talk about that any other time. Today, our focus really is on really learning about marketing from an absolute expert in the field. Greer, I'm happy to have you on the call. Before we jump into the conversation, I just want to lay down a few rules for us to work on the line and be able to listen easily. So I encourage each of you to participate. If you have a question, please ask it. You don't have to wait to the end. The more dialogue, the more interesting the call is. And so please just jump in whenever you're ready. In the meantime, please mute yourselves out by pressing *6. So rarely, on a very rare occasion, does the host of the teleseminar give control over to the listeners to be able to manage themselves. But that is the way I'd like to play. So you guys mute yourselves out, and when you want to participate, unmute yourselves by pressing *6 and asking a question again. So the control is in your hands to join us in making this an absolutely amazing conversation. So Greer, welcome to the first IAC teleseminar. I am delighted that you're the first one up.
Yes, thank you. I'm really excited to be here. I'm happy to follow whatever format. I didn't know if you wanted me to introduce myself first or just kind of start with your questions. Whatever you had planned, I can easily follow.
Perfect. We're going to do it that way. So first of all, I want to kind of just understand what the heck it is you do. You run a company called Coaching Websites. Just give me a one-minute explanation of what is Coaching Websites, what do you do, and give us an understanding of what it is that you provide coaches. And let's start there, and then we'll get into the real meat, which is all about marketing.
Sounds great. So basically what Coaching Websites is about is providing really effective technological solutions that are specific for coaches. We understand that this profession is different from therapy, obviously. Now, while they're in the same umbrella, under the helping profession, the two are very separate. So we wanted to provide something that was tailored specific toward coaches, and, that includes life coaches and executive coaches, career coaches, intuitive coaches, really runs the gamut. But we provide a month-by-month service, providing you a website that is fully ready to go, fully marketed, with an amazing support customer team, really revolutionizing the way people have a relationship with their website and their online presence.
So I want to come back to the whole kind of nuts and bolts of that and understand this whole concept of the relationship with the website and templated sites and, why coaches would go to this versus something else. But I want to understand the basics of marketing first. And really understand your recommendations. You work with like thousands of coaches. And so what is your recommendation? Like, what's the difference between a really effective site and a not so effective site? How do you recommend coaches market themselves?
Absolutely. And there definitely is a big difference between an ineffective and effective website. So what we have found is the golden gem within what makes an effective online presence is a website that is marketed online. And more specifically, what I'm talking about is search engine optimization. So as far as having that organic high ranking in those search engines, that's what creates an effective website.
Okay, so I'm going to slow you down. I am familiar with SEO, search engine optimization, but I'm not going to assume that everybody else is.
Sure.
So
let's slow down for a minute.
Okay. And just help people to understand, what is that search ranking thing you're talking about?
So search engine optimization, as it is defined, is the process of improving your standing on search engine results. So say I go to Google, I'm looking for a life coach in Denver, Colorado. The searches that come up on the first page, those searches are very highly ranked search engine optimized sites. So search engine optimization is a process that web developers take on where we take, the very important information that is targeted for those search engines, and we know what that is. There are some industry-specific keywords and some other information, and we list that on all of the major search engines in order to allow those search engines to become familiar with your site. So two main things go into a well-optimized site, and that is length of time on the internet, so how long they've been around, and secondly, how well those keywords are integrated, how structurally appropriate the website has been managed. There are some penalizations if you don't do it correctly, but that's what the nuts and bolts of search engine optimization are.
Okay, so you're saying, and I'm translating, of course, that a website that has a high or a well-established search engine optimization, they tend to come up sort of higher, faster, more readily than other sites when someone is searching for them.
Absolutely. If you have a website that's optimized versus a website that is not optimized, and you make the same search, so, life coach in Denver, Colorado, the one that is not optimized will actually not come up on those search engine results, or it will come up on the 50th page. We've seen some pretty impressive statistics that, around 90% of people will not go to the second page of a search result. So that first page is critical, and realizing, with the change in our landscape as far as technology goes, so much of this is going online. So it's kind of a pinnacle part for us to make sure that, we are having those websites be as optimized as possible.
Okay, so you're telling me that this whole concept of optimization really, really will make a huge difference in terms of marketing effectiveness.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so let's slow down for a minute. So it has to do with the words you use and putting it into search engines. Like, we're coaches. We don't really know much about that stuff.
Yeah, and the cool thing about coaching websites as well is we take people who literally, are as technologically unsavvy as they come.
Okay.
We understand that this is not where this part of the brain thrives, and that's why we've created a product so that it's not intimidating. We literally give you the red carpet service through all of this. We take that information. You know, we acknowledge what those keywords are. We take care of all of that. And so feeling, you know, not as intimidated when you're embarking on having a website, coaching website really partners with you.
Okay. So that's one of the things that you just basically take care of for coaches when they come on board. You optimize their site.
Right, absolutely. As part of the service we provide. So it's not just a website that we're providing. It's not just, you know, the customer support, but it's really that marketing piece as well.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about marketing itself. Like, what are the latest trends in marketing on websites, et cetera? What are those trends beyond SEO?
Beyond SEO, what we're seeing a lot is linking to social media. So we're seeing that social media does play a huge part just because the audience that exists on social media across the platforms is pretty impressive. So we have created a really great social media package as well that is included in the price, but it involves some extra work as far as making sure the business pages on Facebook are there, the business accounts on Twitter are there. So we've definitely seen social media play a part. And what we've also seen, too, something that we've newly integrated into our service is mobile-friendly websites. And I'll explain what that means. So basically, most websites are viewed on a computer, right? So they're seen on the screen. And oftentimes, if you visit a website on your smartphone or on an iPad or a tablet of some sort, the website is not compressed to fit that frame. So there's a lot of scrolling to the right and left and up and down, and it's just kind of an inefficient way of viewing the website. What we're seeing now is that so many people are accessing those websites on their smartphone and tablet, so we've created a version of the website that is mobile and tablet friendly. So making
it's funny.
It very accessible.
We had that very question that said, actually it was Tawny who asked it, who said, how do they interact together? So you're saying that you have a version where if someone pulls up the website on their phone, they can see it more clearly. It doesn't kind of get all visually messed up.
Exactly. It is condensed to fit the frame.
Okay.
And we found, you know, there are definite statistics that show people are less interested in a website that is not mobile friendly. Mm. So if they visit one and there's a lot of scrolling and it's hard to navigate, they're less likely to stay on the website. And since people are really on the go now, people are really relying on their smartphones much more than ever before, it's revolutionized, you know, this package that we offer.
Okay. And now let me ask you a question. Are there any stats that you've collected about, I don't know, things like colors? Are certain colors more effective on websites than others? Like, do some things draw the eye or create more action than other things?
Absolutely. So one thing about the color, we've seen that red, actually, a font in red has the most success out of any other font.
Really?
I'm sorry, font colors. Mm-hmm. Bright red kind of blows all the other colors out of the water. What we've also seen, it's very important to have on a website, is a call to action. So we've seen, you know, an opportunity for a free consultation or a package to buy or a workshop to buy. People are looking for a call to action. It's not just about education and information anymore. It's about partnering with your potential clients. So people want to be led in a direction where there's support in the future. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is it, Grant, I don't know, I'm hearing a funny sound in the background. I'm not sure if it's on your end or anybody else. But I'm going to just ask everybody who's on the call that if they have not pressed *6 to mute themselves, if they can do that. And Greer, I don't know, are you on a headset?
I am. Would it be easier if I wasn't?
I would love for you to try coming a little closer to the line. That would be great.
Yeah. Is that any better?
It is.
Oh, great. I just hold it up to my voice. That's fine. I can hold it here.
Okay. So red is very powerful, and calls to action. Now, let me ask you a question. I mean, this is something that we do on our website is we do two things. We invite people to sign up for a free online journal, and we ask people to take an assessment. So, I mean, I've been kind of grappling myself. Is two calls to action too many? Should there only be one?
No, you know, I would say it depends on what the calls to action are. If one is saying, you know, sign up for my all-inclusive, you know, VIP package for coaching services for the next year, buy here. You know, if one is like, try my free consultation and, you know, go from there, they're two different calls to action. You know, some people are in different places. So I wouldn't say that it's a problem if the calls to action are different.
Okay. Okay, so you encourage a call to action, and you encourage us to use bright red for our writing. That's really cool. We're actually in the process of changing our website and having bright red writing. I'm excited about that. Okay, so what's the difference, would you say, between effective and ineffective online marketing?
So, absolutely. So, you know, tons of web developers, they really do run the gamut of, you know, the services they provide, you know, saying, you know, these are the, you know, effective ways that they can market you online. And what we will say, you know, places like GoDaddy, hosting services like that, I would classify those as ineffective marketing because basically what you're getting out of that service is a web page. And you're getting a presence online. It's not to say, I mean, it is better than nothing. I will say that. But as far as ineffective marketing goes, there is no search engine optimization. There is no social media linking. There is no mobile opportunity. You know, those are really the jewels that we've seen set us apart from others. So I would say those three things are the main keys from what makes effective versus ineffective marketing. If you don't have it search engine optimized, first of all, I mean, literally your website is floating in the middle of cyberspace.
So the three things, search engine optimization, social media linkages, and a mobile kind of application that makes it easy for people to scroll around and view the website from a phone.
Exactly.
Those are the three things. Let's talk about content for a minute. Is there any content beyond a call to action, any specific kind of content that we should gear towards? Like, some people have their blogs as their front page. Some people have, you know, like a very nice layout about us, our programs, you know, our prices, et cetera. Like, what do you recommend as far as content? What content actually creates results? What content calls people to pick up the phone and call or to take the action that you're recommending on the page?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. And what I would say to that is every person who has come to your website has a pain point. There is a need for them. So say, for example, I'm a career coach. What I would really draw my content for would be something along the lines of looking to revolutionize your career or looking to have the job you love. Like, look no further. Here is your answer. Call me. You know, that kind of thing, really hitting on the pain points of the niche you're providing. If you're providing life coaching, it's something similar, you know. Finding yourself in a place, you know, where you're at a huge crossroads and don't know what to do, you know, I'm here for you. I'm here to change that around. Call me and we'll, you know, start this process of changing your life. Those things that really hone in on the reasons people have visited your website in the first place.
Yeah, so, I mean, from my perspective, there are two ways to approach it, and I'm curious about your point of view. So identifying, or I call it poking the pain, right? So identifying the pain and really addressing the pain is really crucial. But the question is, do you address it in the sense of, you know, is this you? Are you unhappy at work? Are you floating around, wondering about what career to take? Are you in a relationship that's going nowhere? That's one approach. There's another approach that says, you know, would you like to have clarity about your career? Would you like to make more money? Would you like to have a beautiful relationship? One is really expressing the pain, and the other is expressing the solution to the pain. And again, I'm very fascinated by this. Which approach is more effective?
Yeah, I think I would hone in on providing the solution to the pain. And okay. What I would also do is, as far as the calls to action go, people want to see what you're offering that will actually provide the solution. So say, you know, it's a weekly personal one-on-one call with me, and we'll go over your goals and your progress. It's also personal access to my, my email. You can, not personal access in the sense that they can log in, but personal access, you can email me anytime. I'm here as a support system anytime you need it. You know, here's also an ebook. You know, here are the products or here are the services that I can provide you that can show you that I can lead you to a solution. So I say the solutions focus is the way to go.
Okay, so are you saying then that it's important that they describe their process? Like, I'm a big fan of that. I find that a lot of coaches have trouble really being able to verbalize in writing and with oral communication. They have problems verbalizing the coaching process. So how do Americans say it? Process or process?
Process, yes.
So process, and they don't have that nailed. Would you say that that's part of the solution?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that, well, I mean, as is with any profession, I think anyone who's providing a service needs to be comfortable in the presentation of the service, and that's something that coaching websites is actually masterful in, is we get the industry. We get what those words are. We get how to communicate that. And really utilizing that as a leverage point, because people are looking for guidance. They're looking for, you know, a way out of their predicament, you know, and I think for a practitioner to be comfortable in expressing that is pretty critical.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, actually. I think it's really important. I find that a lot of coaches get lost in that very thing. You know, they're not able to describe what it is that they provide and how their client is going to get to a new place. And so they say, I'll coach you, and the client is kind of like, I can't really imagine this experience. What is that experience going to be like? And if the coach can really verbalize and paint a picture of the journey, a lot of people talk about the destination, but I think the journey is just as important. If they can paint a picture of that, that's very helpful. So let me ask you another question about this whole thing about the blog on the front page. Is that a good thing, bad thing? What do you think? Does that add to search engine optimization because of the variety of content that keeps getting posted? Like, what are your thoughts about that?
First of all, I would say that the blog is a great part as far as search engine optimization goes. Blogs, you know, there are 164 million active blogs on the Internet right now. And what we see with that is that with 164 million active blogs, well, you can only imagine how many followers each of those blogs has. Now, as far as placement on the website, we have studied and looked at it, and it actually does not serve for the blog to be the main feature item. Really, the blog is a side parallel marketing tool. It is not your main mode of advertising. I would say with the homepage, we've also found that less is more. Keep the content simple and keep the call to action very clear. So it's not about, you know, the blog of the day. I think those are excellent things to have in conjunction with a website, but I would not keep that as my primary advertising on the first page.
So I think that that is a huge piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
To hear very clearly, your blog should not be your website. And I can't
Absolutely
tell you how
not.
Many people do that.
I know. We've seen it a lot, too, especially the people who transfer over to our services, and they're like, oh, well, I have a blog, and that's been very successful for me. And we realize that, well, the blog is one facet of who you are. The blog is really just, you know, a certain kind of impression of a practitioner. The website is so much more comprehensive. So we really discourage people from thinking that the blog can replace the website.
So should a blog be like a link on the navigation bar? Should that, you know, should we just go
yes.
like click blog and then there's a blog?
Yes, that's a perfect way of doing it. There are a lot of different avenues. We can also, I mean, there's that. You can create a separate page for it. We can also just create a little widget. I don't know if everyone is familiar with the term, but, you know, Facebook, Twitter icons, they're in little squares. They're called widgets, and we can post them on the website that you click them and they would go to the blog or they would go to your website. I'm sorry, or they would go to your Facebook business page, and we can create a widget, for example. So it's really aesthetically what works best for certain people. But, again, I can't emphasize enough that I would not make it the primary communication to people.
So there is a widget for a blog?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think I heard a question.
Yeah, I actually have a question about the homepage.
Is this Christy?
I've seen some coaching homepages that include a video that is usually a YouTube video that's been embedded on the homepage. And I've also, in conjunction with that, I've also heard from, you know, I'm constantly getting emails about how to market your coaching business. And some of them talk about using a YouTube video, which, of course, you can have your own YouTube channel, too, to create a mailing list, which is also going to be very helpful. So I was just kind of curious how you feel about both of those.
That's a great question, because I want to know the answer, too.
I caught the first question. I think there was a little bit of static. So I caught the question about the YouTube and how beneficial that is. You saw someone who had one on the front page. Is that correct?
Yeah,
Go
ahead.
I was just going to say, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. The second half of the question was that the YouTube video, I understand, can also be part of a YouTube channel that you may have. And I've been told that when you have a YouTube channel with YouTube videos, which you can embed on your homepage, you can also use that to bring people to your website and create a mailing list from, you know, who you've captured by having like a sales capture or whatever they call it, a lead capture page. So I was just curious how you felt about not only the YouTube video on the homepage, but using that as a way to bring people to your website and capture email addresses for a mailing list, if that's something that you also feel is beneficial in marketing.
Great questions, really. I mean, so YouTube, people underestimate the power of YouTube. It stands behind Google as the second largest search engine on the Internet. So what we've studied and seen is that every individual watches around 5 to 10 YouTube videos a day.
Wow.
Millions of videos are being uploaded every day to YouTube. I think that a video on a website, especially on a homepage, is an awesome addition. What I think about that is that people are very personable, like they want to see your face. They want to see you in action. They want to see, you know, you talking. It really creates some personability. People are doing a lot of this flying blind, so I think it's a great idea to have a video on the homepage. And secondly, the YouTube channel, we have found, is an incredible contributor to search engine optimization as well. So if people had a place that they could go where they could access more than one of your videos through your YouTube channel, it can do nothing but help. So I would say yes on both of those counts, and it is great for increasing your mailing list. But what we found, as far as increasing your mailing list, e-newsletters are an exceptional way of doing that. So creating an e-newsletter, you know, opt-in button on your homepage that captures name and email, or, you know, hosting a webinar of some sort, or, you know, think about all of those ways that you could entice people to give you their name and email, and creating the list that way too. Like I said, e-newsletter has shown to be one of the greatest, most efficient ways to do that. But your question on YouTube, I would say yes to both.
Great, thank you.
I want to slow down here because the whole concept of video is like really taking off. You're telling me people watch 5 to 10 videos a day. That's a lot of videos. So, you know, we're not actors and actresses. We're not media professionals. How do you suggest that we create these videos? Do we just use our iPhone? Like, what's the best way to do that?
It's a great question. So, you know, I coach people. A lot of the people that we work with, you know, at least are Apple-friendly, PC-friendly. It doesn't really matter which of the two you're using. So say you're using an Apple computer. There's a built-in camera to those computers. So it's a feature called, you can get FaceTime on your computer for 99 cents, and it operates a video capability. All the video has to be really, so say, for example, I'm a coach, right? So my video would say something like, hi, you know, my name is Greer Van Dyke. I've been coaching for 20 years. You know, here's why I do the work that I do. A little bit of personalization as far as the story goes a million miles. You know, I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm excited to hear about where you are in your life and what you're looking to transform. Something, it could be 2 minutes long. It literally, it gets saved to your computer. You create an account on YouTube, and you just upload it to your YouTube account. And again, I know a lot of this might seem a lot of overwhelming, a lot of overwhelm for a lot of the people listening on the call. But again, at Coaching Websites, you know, we handle all of that for you. So it's something, this could be a great opportunity for you all to kind of revolutionize what your online presence looks like.
Okay. And what about video content? Like, is there, should we state our unique positioning? Like, what should the content be about exactly? I mean, I think about all the videos I see, and very few really turn me on. The ones that are interesting to me have a specific point of view that's vastly different from the majority. What do you think?
So the videos that attract you are the ones that seem quite a bit different. Is that what you said?
Yeah, like for me, maybe I'm not the average buyer, but for me, the video that's interesting to me has someone on there telling me something that I've never heard before, or something in a way that I've never heard before, or they have a point of view that's perhaps a little even controversial. Then, like, I'm doing a double take. Well, so what do you think about the content of videos?
Yeah, I think the content of videos, so everyone, no matter what kind of work they're doing, has an individual story. No one's story is the same. What is it that sets you apart from other coaches? You know, who do you know in the industry that you could potentially interview? There are plenty of people throughout the coaching industry, you know, authors, you know, getting someone that could, you know, kind of activate some, you know, a new and unique part of someone's brain. I would say telling your story is a great way to do that. Getting some interviews is a great way to do that. Even setting up like an interview series. I mean, like I said, people respond so positively to video. I wouldn't keep it, you know, I would try and be as original as possible.
Okay. So you're saying interview others, or are you saying get someone to interview you and use that as your homepage video?
As the homepage video, probably what I would say is have someone interview you. Someone in the work, you know, who understands the industry, asking you questions about, you know, why you're driven to do this work, what kind of clients you're working with, what kind of success you've seen. Testimonials we've found on the homepage make quite a difference for people, too, because they want to see the impact that you've made on other people, of course.
Yeah. And so should they be audio testimonials, video, or just written? What works best?
We found actually that with testimonials, written actually does a lot because people see, and remember that red font, you know, people say, oh, wow, you know, Carrie from, you know, X City, you know, sought out Greer Van Dyke services, and within 6 weeks she had completely changed her career and is making six figures or whatever.
Right.
You know, people being able to read that, it plays a different role as opposed to just seeing it on a video. You know, it's a little bit harder to depict in a video. So I would say written is great.
Okay. I want to pause for a minute. I want to ask if anyone has questions, because then I want to learn more about how we would work with you if that's where we wanted to go. And is this for only new coaches? So I want to pause, see if there are any questions, and then we'll keep going. Does anyone have any questions? If you do, unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Hi, this is Abe. Can I ask a question?
Abe? Absolutely.
Yes. Hi, I'm a business coach, and I had a website. I took it down a couple years ago. I haven't put it back up, and I've been using my Facebook page. I just wanted to get some thoughts, because I think Facebook pages also could be enhanced through SEO, and you could obviously put a video on a Facebook page and use it as a blog. But if I'm not selling a product and strictly a service, what disadvantages will I have using strictly a Facebook page as opposed to a web page?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. You know, and I do understand that through Facebook things can be search engine optimized. But remember that the social media, and I kind of touched on this earlier, social media is great, but it's actually just a marketing tool. It's kind of like the blog. Blogs and social media kind of run in the same category. They are not seen to replace the website. I mean, the website is the virtual office. It is the main impression that people are getting. So even think of it from kind of like a psychology point of view, where, you know, you've got your services, you've got your Facebook page, which is great, but I have a website with all of my social media featured, and, you know, you're putting people up to our services kind of side by side. What you see is that it's made an impression. So basically, like, I have a more integrative presence online. I will say, though, that having a Facebook page, I'm sure that it's drawn a lot of attention. Facebook actually is a great way to network and create a root system, so I will say that for sure. But it does not replace a website.
Yeah, as you were saying, though, you know, less is more. So I'm thinking if I put my website back up to really just keep it simple, and instead of having four different pages, such as, you know, about myself, what do I do, what are my programs, to have really maybe just one page with a button for my blog, which links to the Facebook page. Is that something that you've ever seen before?
Yes, we have. We have. You know, we do steer people in the direction kind of that I was mentioning earlier, just for those reasons. It's much easier to comprehensively search engine optimize a website as opposed to kind of having different hands dipped in different kind of social media platforms or different avenues. As people relate to it as well, you know, they're looking for websites. They're not looking necessarily for just Facebook pages. You don't want someone to go to your Facebook page and have that be kind of the end as far as your representation online. They're typically looking for your website.
You know, I want to jump in
what,
here.
What I'm thinking is if they use the web page as a landing page, but I could steer them to the Facebook page, then they like the page, and now they're getting all of my blogs through their Facebook through their Facebook wall. And I'm reaching a lot more people through social media that way, even though they started at the web page.
Yeah, maybe I can jump in and give you a personal point of view on this, okay? So for me, a comprehensive website is very important. Why? It's kind of like going to a restaurant and noticing they don't have a bathroom and they don't have chairs and tables. So they have food, but they don't have anything else. You kind of feel like something's missing. And you know, as you're describing it, it's not that I don't want the blog and I don't want to like your Facebook page. I want that, but I want the other stuff too, because for me, looking for a professional coach, I want to see polish. And what I'm feeling when I'm listening to what you're trying to put together is it's not complete. It's incomplete. And you're kind of taking a shortcut and leading us through a path that serves only you. And it doesn't feel good as I listen to it.
Right.
So again, you can take that or you can leave it. You can tell I have a strong opinion, but I want you to consider your audience and say, you know, is the audience receiving and experiencing the information and experiencing the full package, that polish that I need to present as a business coach? And so that's what I would challenge you with and say, you know, does that really make me look great?
Okay, so let's say I agree with that. Is it worth more to have them opt in to a newsletter by giving an email address and they'll be getting the newsletter once a month, or to drive them to a Facebook page that they could like and see your posts more consistently, or
so,
both? I mean, obviously both. But,
yeah, I'll give you a third option.
Sure.
Okay, so, and I'm sorry, Greer, to jump in here, but...
No, go ahead.
So what I do, and I coach extremely senior, high-end, very, very prominent individuals, and what I do is I do two things. Is number one is I invite them to take, it's a questionnaire, an assessment, that allows me to understand where they are, that gives me their information, and one of the questions, I ask all kinds of questions, right? Like, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you with your relationships, your finance, your career, et cetera? And I give them some opportunity to fill in the blanks and give me a sense for where they are. But one of the questions I have is, you know, are you interested in hiring a coach? If they say yes, it's a hotter lead. And so that's someone I want to kind of pick up the phone and talk to right away. I don't want to send them to Facebook. I want them to talk to me here and now. I don't want to just communicate with them. I want them to communicate with me too. So that's one thing I do. The second thing I do is I invite them to sign up for a free online journal. Now, the journal is kind of like a blog or a Facebook page because they get the opportunity to journal and talk to me, but as I journal, they read and receive my journals too. So I'm getting both all at once. Okay? So that this should replace Facebook, but you've got to get a way. In my opinion, again, you have to find a way to get your people who are signing up for your stuff to talk to you, not just you talk to them. And so, you know, the website gives you the infrastructure to post all those different avenues, those entry points that you're really looking for. And for me, Facebook is one of them. To me, it's not the most powerful. It really isn't.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're kind of almost asking questions to set them up for a pre-consultation discussion.
Yes. And I'll give you my kind of positioning on Facebook. For me, Facebook is like a bar. There's lots of noise. There's lots of people. And to have one meaningful conversation with one person is more challenging. Whereas this type of environment, the assessment and the journal, it's far more intimate. It's like the dinner table conversation versus the bar, the loud, noisy disco bar.
Can I get your web address just to see what you're saying?
Sure. Just go to frameofmindcoaching.com, and right on the front page you'll see an assessment, and you'll also see sign up for your free online journal. And so these things can be integrated on any coaching website. Right, Graham?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
The lead capture you use, you have to think strategically about what that might be. And so, you know, what Greer is saying is that you've got to create an environment where you're not sending them away somewhere else necessarily.
Right.
You know, and in the case of Facebook, it's really, like, easy to get distracted over there. And you don't want them to get distracted. You want them to be focused on you.
Yeah, you said it great. And I think I agree with everything you said as far as, you know, the Facebook representation. So,
okay, let's go back. Are there any other questions?
Jim, I've got a question. It's Christy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to take too much time with this, but both of you, Greer and Kim, for someone like me who has always struggled with identifying one niche because I offer more than one service and my audiences can be quite different, what do you recommend in terms of, you know, just website presence? Could I have one and direct people from there, or is it better to have multiple websites? And how can I do that economically?
Okay, so Greer, I want you to answer it from the website standpoint, and then I'll answer it from a coaching standpoint with a little bit, again, a strong opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I would say is, you know, there's an opportunity. It's kind of what we continue to talk about, like being efficiently and effectively marketed online. You can, I mean, no matter how many different, you know, audiences you appeal to, how many niches you provide services to, you can represent them all on one website. You can have an additional page for each of the, you know, domains that you're into. We have an opportunity and a capability to market effectively anyone at any point in their practice. So earlier we kind of touched on, you know, is this only good for new practitioners? No, it's for people who are at any stage of their practice, whether that be brand new, you know, veteran for 15 years, one kind of client, 15 kinds of clients. I would say economically, you know, the product that Coaching Websites offers, everything you need in a website for $59 a month, and that includes as much of a website as you want to have. So I would say it actually is not necessary. I think it's beneficial if you want to buy different domain names. So a domain name is, you know, the website. So Google's domain name is google.com. Now, if you wanted to buy a domain name that reflected, you know, the different kinds of niche professionals or niche areas that you provide services to, I think that could be a really great thing and have them all point to one website. But having people have to go all over the place on the internet really does not seem like an efficient way to be presented online.
Okay. So, and Christy, I'll answer the question a little differently. Okay, so when somebody tells me I have all kinds of different services and all kinds of different niches, I will say that their energy isn't necessarily being used efficiently. And so, again, you know, this is not a response that is technological. So Greer basically is saying we can accommodate anything you want to do from a strategy point of view, and I think from a technology point of view, she's doing the right thing. She's serving her clients. Right? She specializes in websites. We will serve your needs, whatever those needs are, specific to websites, right? And so I think that very much applies to us as coaches, where we get confused about all these different niches and things of that we want to do. And so I can't tell you how strongly, I train coaches in how to really narrow down what they do and become phenomenal experts at it. When you do that, the game changes because now your messaging is crystal clear. You know who you're targeting. When they hit your website, they're nodding their heads and they're going, that's me. And if you're doing that 10 different times with 10 different audiences, you know, you're getting tired for starters, and they kind of go, well, what is it that she's actually good at? What is her expertise? So, again, that's not, you know, a website answer, but it's a strategic answer, and it's just my opinion.
Yeah, thank you both. Yeah, really great to hear both of your perspectives there.
Grant, I want to know, so $59 a month, that's not very expensive. It sounds pretty affordable. How long does it take to do it? How long does it take to make it all happen?
So basically our websites, it takes about 10 minutes for them to go live. If you never touch the website, it actually is ready to go. Now, it's got the content, it's got the images, it's got the industry-specific search engine-optimized keywords. It's got all of that in place. We suggest that you don't do this. We suggest that you go in and you modify it so that it meets kind of your niche and your practice, or we can do that for you. So the $59 a month literally covers all hosting and maintenance. Our system is set up so you can do as little or as much to the site as you'd like. So if you are the kind of person who wants to make 100% of the edits, don't want us to touch the website, fine. If you want us to make 100% of the edits or somewhere in between, fine. It also includes the marketing and also is a month-to-month service. So we have found that contracts, you know, it's the same reason that, you know, people don't like AT&T because every time you want to make a change, you're obligated for another 2 years, and it doesn't actually quite work as a business model. So month-to-month gives people the flexibility to feel free to come and go, and it's really proved very beneficial for us. So we priced it the way we did because we want people to understand we're providing maximum value for minimal cost. You got everything from, you know, GoDaddy, which is $9 a month for hosting, to the website providers that charge $6,000 for setup and $200 for an edit, you know, et cetera. So that's really what our mission.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'm sure that a lot of people on this call already have a website. They might be saying, wow, you know, like, I'm not sure if it's doing search engine optimization and all these other things. This sounds really good, and it's something I should consider, but I already have a website. What do I, you know, what do I need this for? So how do they take what they already love and what they've created and built and perhaps migrate it over?
Yeah, it's no problem at all for us. So basically, we do what we call a domain transfer. It's a really simple process by basically taking everything that you currently have now and transfer it over to our server. So as easy as that is, you can keep the design exactly the same, or you could use one of our designs. It really is up to you as far as what you want to create with your website. But having a website already, you know, excellent opportunity. Or if you're coming in and don't have a website at all, really we wanted to create something where we could meet people's needs wherever they were within, you know, the technology process.
Okay. And let me ask you this, and I know this already, but you're getting some incredible, incredible feedback from your clients about your customer service. So tell us about how you work with customers and helping them no matter what their technological start point is.
Absolutely. So we provide one-on-one, inclusive customer and technical support for you. So anytime you need us, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific, we're available for consultations. We can stay on the phone with you as long as you need. We're also available through email, really whatever avenue is preferable for y'all. We have found that providing that really attentive service goes worlds. We want people to feel like they're supported, so we support you the entire way through.
Well, I know I've been getting a lot of feedback from our clients that we send your way that say they're awesome, they're amazing, they walk me through it, and
oh,
it's
great.
Been a pleasure to work with you guys. I love great customer service. I think the coaching industry, is one industry where service is really, really crucial. Not that it's not crucial in other places, but we are built to be service-oriented, and I think you deliver it remarkably well. One more question, just a kind of a technical strategic question. What about this whole online scheduling thing? Is that a good thing, a bad thing?
Oh, online scheduling is excellent. So think about all of the ways this is basically the standpoint we're coming from. How can we make the experience for clients and potential clients the most convenient? Online scheduling is a great opportunity for this because basically what it allows is for people to see when you are available as a practitioner, when you're free, when you're not free, and they can schedule online right then and there as opposed to go through a process of contacting you, having you get back to them, et cetera. So it adds a new feature for you, and it also increases your list as well because each time someone schedules something, you know, they're entering in their information, their name and email for you, and so building that list is such an essential part of growing your practice. So we are all for online scheduling.
That's interesting. I never thought of an online scheduler as a lead capture. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really, really interesting. Okay, we're coming to almost the top of the hour. How do they reach you? How do they get a website? What is on the table here?
Absolutely. So basically what we're offering for people, partnering with you and on this teleseminar, we're extending the first 3 months free of our product, which is a great opportunity. Since you work month to month, it's pretty essential as far as having a really good taste of what our product looks like with very, minimal, a.k.a. no risk at all. My number is 706-714-6500. I'll repeat that one more time. It's 706-714-6500. I'd be happy to set any of you up, answer any questions that you have, provide whatever support that I can regarding your website. I'm here for you, and as is coaching website.
So, Greer, before your lines get all plugged up, give them your email address, too, just in case.
Of course. So it's Greer, G-R-E-E-R, at coachingwebsites.com. That's coachingwebsites.com. And my name is spelled Greer, G-R-E-E-R.
Any other questions from anybody on the call about any subject related to marketing, websites, social media, lead capture mechanisms, anything?
I'm just wondering how she feels about WordPress. This is Abe again.
Yep. Good question.
Yeah, WordPress as a free service is kind of how I feel about, GoDaddy or being on Facebook. I would say that those services, they do provide you some kind of online presence. But really, it's kind of what was said earlier, too, about when you have a potential client or a current client, you want them to see something that is very professional. Also, WordPress does not optimize their sites. It is a blog service, and yes, it is free, and for a free service, I think they do an excellent job. But they don't provide really cutting-edge customer support, and they don't provide the search engine optimization either. So it's about, what kind of website presence do you want to have online? Do you want it to be ineffective, or do you want it to be effective?
What I think is interesting, in terms of comparison right there, is that coaching websites understands coaching and how coaches operate and how clients interact with potential coaches. I think that alone has a key differentiation factor that you need to consider, because this is not only a turnkey solution technically, it's a turnkey solution from a strategic standpoint.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So there are lots of website, companies and structures out there. There are lots of them, but very few really get coaching.
It's true.
If any.
It's true. And
other than
we found that our customers get very excited because we understand the industry, and they feel like it's such a load off because they can speak with us about their practice. We can encourage and inspire them, and also guide them, and give them advice on what the best things within the practice would be.
Is Greer able to give any references also of other coaches who've used her services?
You mean names and websites and things like that, or just kind of specific?
Yeah, coaching websites.
Talk to me personally, and I'd be happy to see if we have any. As of right now, we don't have any clients who've given their contact information out. I can tell you that I actually have a website through this service, so if you wanted to take a look at mine, you're more than welcome. It's just talkwithgreer.com. And I've got some really great features that I've integrated on it, and you know, definitely it's full use for you. You've had every opportunity to take a look at it, so I can use that as my reference for you all.
Thanks.
Any other questions? And Christy, I'd like to give you the final word if there are no other questions.
All right. We'll give, if there's one more question. Okay. Sounds like not, but thank you both, Greer and Kim. This call was jam-packed. I have 2 pages full of notes, and I'm definitely going to listen to that recording. I want to mention that we will also, if it's okay with both of you, make this this call available through the IAC website from the member benefits page. I think that would be nice for people who weren't able to join us to just have that as a reference. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. And thanks to all of our participants. The questions were wonderful. It's great to have interaction. Kim, I love the style that you use with these interviews. I'm so glad we got this first one launched, and I'm looking forward to the ones we've got scheduled for the rest of the year. And I want to just, everyone who's here now or listening later, please mark your calendars. Our next interview that Kim will be hosting will be Wednesday, March the 27th at noon Eastern Time in the U.S., and that will be with Gary Schleifer from Choice Magazine. Really looking forward to that. And, anybody who is not yet a member of the IAC, our website is www.certifiedcoach.org. And you will receive the member benefits that are mentioned, as well as have access to all of our other ones that we'll be interviewing through the year if you go there and you want to join us. So I want to put that invitation out.
And Christy, I just want to add that if anyone wants to reach out to me, I'd love to get some feedback on this call and some ideas of what you're interested in and want to hear next. Please send me a note, kim@journalengine.com.
All right. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk to y'all hopefully next month.
You got it. Thanks, Christy, and thanks, Greer.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.